is KI-4DOS, calling CQ to Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This is by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagChew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks who use the pre-check-in function on the repeater tonight. Now I'll run through those and then we'll see if we've got any others. We'll go from there. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, there at the Traveler's Rest. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, down in Simpsonville. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, down in Malden. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt, he's over at Greenville. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's down in Felser. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack over in Greenville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel down in Prosperity. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he's over in Greenville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up at Table Rock. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt over there in Inman. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard, he's over in Greenville. And W4MKH, Mr. Marshall, he's down in Jacksonville, Florida. And KA2AXQ, Mr. Ken, he's over in Pickett. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Got an Echo Link station up, so we'll go with Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only from Blue Ridge to Internet. KI-4DOS.
No comment, no traffic.
Don, if that was you, I didn't get a whole lot of audio out of that. Try it again there, sir.
KI-4DOS, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John Brown Summit, no comment, no traffic. How copy?
Good copy on you that time, John. KN4RJN, Mr. John up there at Brown Summit, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. Hope y'all had a good four. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
AUS. Hey, Gary. This is Eagle. KK4ONO, Serena. And my husband, KK4CMW.
KI-4DOS. Gary, please check in. This is Gilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie. Is Gabriel, we're modeling South Carolina. We're coming back from Charlotte. And please check in via telephone relay. Whiskey Delta 4, Juliet Delta, that's Julio. It says sends the bed to join yourself. So please check us in.
N-U-E. Name is Chad. QTH is Capabello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Her name is Anna. She will be in and out tonight, Gary, but I have no traffic tonight, sir. Thank you for calling the net.
KI4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Marina and her husband, Rick. KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Giggles. Hope y'all are doing well. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And KV4NC, that's Mr. Gabriel. He's mobile up there, coming south on 85, I guess, out of North Carolina. And he brings along WD4JD, Mr. Julio. And Julio's up there in Charlotte. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Gabriel. Tell Julio we said hello, and I'll relay his message to join. And KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred. And appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Hope you're doing well. And KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad. And his sweet prize, KO4RYP, Miss Hannah. They're over in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KLS. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. Matt Western Greenville County, B Navy Native, 7-3, you are on the net, and tell Miss Troy I said hello.
Say good evening to WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over there in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt, and I will relay your message to Joy. Let's move up now to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert, and Joanna, a very stormy Joanna Steele, and hopefully I will be able to hang around and listen some tonight. Greetings to everyone, 73s, and say hi to Julio for us.
Check in Kilo Juliet 4, Tango, India, Quebec.
KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down there in Stormy Joanna. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Hope you're doing well. And KJ4TIQ, that's my neighbor, Philip, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Philip. Hope you're doing well. And KO4QLG, that's my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And WN4S, Mr. Chris, and he's up in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing good. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge to Meter Net. Call KI4DOS.
ROM, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'll be monitoring.
Say good evening to WD8RON, Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November. K4VKN, this is Alan in Piedmont, and we're negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land Waz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee, Jim, Greenville. Negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to K4VKN, Mr. Allen. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. Hope you're doing well. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod. He's over there in the land of Waz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. And K04YHY, Mr. Jim. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
November 1, X-ray, Romeo, Romeo. Michael, I'm mobile in Walhalla tonight, and I'm going to give it to you.
I would like to say good evening to N1XRR, Mr. Michael. He's mobile down there in Walhalla tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. You be careful out there on the mobile. Let's move up to the front of the alphabet, A through D, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Whiskey 4, Bravo, Mike, Foxtrot, W4, BMF, Brian, and I'm located in Charlotte.
Yeah. Calling that tonight, but Miss Joy was sitting there. We're checking Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative, negative.
DOS. Jerry, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca.
OS.
Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Handle is Rowan and Pickens. Negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
DOS. Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
I4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to W4BMF, Mr. Brian, up there in Charlotte. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. Good signal into the repeater from Charlotte tonight. I'd also like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith. He's down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And K1CJW, Mr. Rowland. He's over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight there, young man. Hope you're doing well. And KC2DQV, Mr. Bob, down there in Gray Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in. Land out, November 4, Bravo, X-ray, Bravo, up in Shelby.
Good evening to N4BXB, Mr. Herb up here, Shelby. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Herb. Hope you're doing well. Got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Good. Echo Link station down in Greenwood. Stephen, you going to check in with us tonight? Come back to Stephen here in a few minutes. Maybe he'll check in with us then. Let's see here. We've already done Alpha through Delta. We'll go up to the Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Best. Oscar 4, Hotel, Kilo, X-ray, KO4, HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And I will be in and out tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net, and I will try to catch up with you Wednesday.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello when she gets home. I hope y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry. He's up there at Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the patient group for a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, send 73 for each one of you.
Yes. Hey, hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4 DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
DOS. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, but I'll stick around for the reading of the swap net, 73.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride. She's in the other room talking to Anthony, KI4DGY up in Charlotte. That's our son. Got Anthony checked in via telephone relay. And then we got, let's see here, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, the door prize winner tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel N. Taylors, and I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS. Long time no here. This is K82BNG, Glenn and Gray Court, and I'll be in and out. Say hi to Joy, 73s.
Glenn V. This is Brian in Greer. Thank you.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. Hope you're doing well. And KD2BNG, Mr. Glenn, down there in Gray Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Glenn. Hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. And N4QNV, Mr. Brian, and he's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. Hope you're doing well. Let's try Echo Link Stations again. Echo Link Stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, Gary, I found out what the issue is. I know you can hear me now for sure. If you would check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no rat, no traffic, no queue. Do be sure and tell Miss George that we said hello. And also yesterday, Monday, and also, Gary, Monday was my birthday as well.
And I would like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Hear you loud and clear this time, Stephen. Sorry you were having problems earlier, but glad you came back and took the time to check in with us. Happy birthday there, young man. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And I will relay your message to Joy. She's in there on the phone with our son Anthony up in Charlotte. So as soon as she gets off the phone, I'll tell her you said hello. Y'all take care. Appreciate y'all, you being with us, Stephen. And again, happy birthday there, young man. Let's see if we have any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It's called KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N40JC, Jerry Anderson, negative and negative.
Hope the search party out after you down there, Jerry. N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, home in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Gary.
I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, up there at home in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Glad you got home before all the storms broke. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville.
Say good evening, KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Ken Kilo, Charlie 4, Yankee, Lima, Charlie. KC4YLC, David and Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
Like to say good evening, KC4YLC, Mr. David, down there in Whitmire. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Anybody else all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins, and then we'll go on to the rag queue after the swap net. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight is for sale. Fella has two 24 sticks of 2-inch T6 aluminum mast pipe. These are 2 inches OD, but have a quarter of an inch thick wall on these pipes, and they're 24 feet long, and he would like $185 a piece for these mass pipes. Does anyone need any fields? The month is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-430. He has an MC-50 desk mic to go with it, and he would like $300 for them. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-590SG. This thing is like brand new. Has the box, the manual, the power cord, everything that came with it. And it would like $1,150 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
How much am I having my
up is for sale. It's a community duplexer. This thing has 10 cans on it. They said you hook several different repeaters into one antenna on it. He would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
How much am I getting a
the up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-790A. That's a tri-bander, a 2-meter, 440, 1200. It's an all-mode base station, as of, and they would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
Only about an hour.
Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT990 HF transceiver. Has a Yaesu MD1 desk mic, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Motorola PM400. It would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. A fella has two Motorola Radius M1225. It would like $100 each for them. Does anyone need any fields? If we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. Fella has two dual-band mag mount antennas. These are 2-meter 440 antennas. He would like $10 each for them. Does anyone need any fields?
2PHG. Hi, Gary. Yeah, who has the mag mounts? Because I just bought a truck that might need a mag mount. And who has the Motorola Radius reused?
Man, that would be Miss Jenkins. She is the widow of Silent Key, KJ4GST. Mr. Guy Jenkins, and she has those, and they're over at Pickens. Over.
4T, I'll look that up on QRZ. I'm sorry, KG4. I'm bad with memories today.
It's Kilo Juliet 4, Golf Sierra Tango, KJ4GST. His name is Guy Jenkins. He's Silent Key there. Over.
And that was the Motorola Radius radios and the antennas? Because Motorola Radius, I think, is a mobile. Or they're good radios, whatever they are.
Those are their Motorola Radius M1225, M1225, over.
I'll look them up on eBay or somewhere and see what they are. Radios I got a lot of lately, but, you never know. The optimum amount of equipment always seems to be one more.
Hey, Glenn, just let me know if you're interested in either the radios or the mag mount antennas. I'm trying to help Miss Jenkins out with that. So if you're interested in either one of those, let me know, and you got my number. Let's see here. KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. Next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a TYT-390 UV-DMR-HT. Is a charger, an extra battery, and would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is looking for, we got a fellow looking for a tri-band 2-meter 220 440 antenna. He's looking for a tri-band mobile antenna, 2-meter 220 and 440. Does anyone know, need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft A3 tri-band antenna, 10, 15, 20 meters. It has a rotator and control box. Oh, that's a CDE rotator and control box. And he would like $250 for the rotator, control box, and the beam. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is for sale. It's an Astron 12-amp power supply. He would like $80 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM201B. That's a 2-meter base station and power cable. He would like $120 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Anytone D878 UV DMRHT. He has the charger, the box, the programming software, and he would like $120 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a Kenwood TS2000. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an Archer antenna rotator. It's a catalog number 15-1225B. That's an Archer rotator and control box, and he would like $137 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. I didn't have anybody list anything or take anything off, so we're in good shape there. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we start to rag you? Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS.
Go ahead, recheck.
PI-N4BXB. Gary, I was wondering, who has that Kenwood? I believe it was 790 tri-bander.
Just let me go back here, Herb. Kenwood TS790A has a tri-band. Miss Jenkins, Kathy Jenkins, has that. I'm trying to help her sell that for her. Her husband passed, and I was trying to help her out selling those over.
Information.
You can reach her at 864-878-5522. Over.
478-5522. Okay. Thanks a lot. I'll
reduce some
thinking here.
Okay, Herb. Hope you and Kathy get together on this. Hope everything works out. But thanks for asking there, young man. Hope you're doing good. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Please check in Kilo Foxtrot 4 Charlie Lima Delta. That's KF4CLD. I am Alan in Atwater, California. No traffic, no roundtable. Good evening, sir. Everyone else on the net?
Alan. And they would like to say good evening to KF4CLD, Mr. Allen out there in California. Alan, I apologize. I didn't see you up there on Echo Link, or I would have called for you earlier. But thanks for coming in from California tonight. Appreciate you being with us and hope you're doing well out there. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The only one I got up on the rag to you list tonight is Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, over there in Campobello. Mr. Chad, what have you and, well, I know what you've been up to today, and I'm not going to say it on the air. So, my sympathy is with you there, young man. Tell us about your day.
Here, let's start with a signal report. Can you tell me kind of what this sounds like, over?
Yeah, it sounds like you're sitting here in a chair with me.
All right, roger that. Well, so I came back from the deer camp this morning, and I came into the ham shack, and there were, oh, I don't know, 8 or 10 little pieces of LMR 400 laying all over the house. And I thought, you know, what in the world is, where did this LMR 400 come from? So I looked up underneath my ham shack table, and I quickly discovered that not only did I get my feed line for my HF, I got 2-meter and 440, and got the power feed lines for my Yaesu and a little bit of the ICOM. So I have been repairing, LMR 400 all day, and I'm not happy with the results that I'm getting, so I don't know exactly what I need to do at this point, but that's been my day.
Chad, it sounds to me like you have not had a good day coming home to find all your feed line chewed up and your power cables and all of that stuff. I'm glad it didn't hurt anything. I'm sure you had everything unplugged so there was no power going to it, and the puppy didn't get shocked or anything. You probably wish it had a little bit, maybe. I don't know. But I hate it for you. Yeah, when you get things just the way you want them, and something like that happens, and you have to pull out some coax and cut it off, and that changes the length of it, and that changes things just a little bit. So you have to go in there and play with it a little bit. You can either there's several different things you can do. You can take your antenna down and retune it, or figure out how much coax you lost. And put you another little piece in there with a barrel connector. Of course, a lot of people don't like that. They like a continuous feed line without all these extra connectors, because they do throw a little bit of loss in the line, and do affect the SWR a little bit, as well as other things. So I can understand your dilemma there. I've got all mine run underground. I say underground, under the house, and then they come up through a piece of pipe in the floor. And I tell you what, if my dog got behind my ham shack and started chewing coax in pieces, I'd go crazy. Let's see, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got 8 different feed lines coming in. So I'd spent the best part of a day just trying to figure out which antenna it went to.
Yeah, roger that, KO4NUE. Well, the thing with me is that, he came right in here to it. I mean, he likes to get under and lay under the ham shack table when, you know, I'm in here. So it's kind of his favorite spot, but I guess he got mad because, you know, I didn't take him with me this time, and he let me know. So when I came back home, I think he's quite proud of it, actually. He didn't seem to be bothered too much until, you know, I actually got the coax cut out, and, you know, showed it to him, and then he kind of shifted his head to the side and then just laid down on the floor, like, wouldn't even look at me. I mean, if you're going to do all that, at least have a decency to look at me, when, you know. But he wouldn't even do that. So I guess I learned my lesson with leaving him home.
That you had to learn it the hard way like that, but I showed Joy that video, and she said, "Oh my Lord!" She says, "Was that his ham station?" I said, "Yeah, it was." I said, "They've been repairing it most of the day," and she said, "Well, reckon why the dog did it?" I said, "Well, we've already figured that out." She said, "What's that?" I said, "He was mad."
KO4NUE, he was angry. So when I left, he followed me out to the truck, and I thought about taking him, and then I said, "No, you need to just go back in the house." And normally he'll just go, you know, but this time he hesitated for a little bit and stuck his paw up on the running board on the truck, and I fussed at him, and I said, "No, you go back in the house." So he went in the house, and when I left, I looked at him through the door, and he had a different look on his face. So I think he was planning it then. I'm not sure exactly what time he got hold of it, but he sure did. He jerked. He just reached up and grabbed all my power leads and just jerked them down. Broke the tie wraps, pulled the tape apart. I'm surprised he didn't do more damage, because I got that stuff in there pretty good, you know. But it had to take some force for him to get it out. But I've inspected everything I can see. I haven't seen too much of a problem. My SWR has went up a little bit, because I ended up cutting around 10, probably 12 feet of coax out. And I can definitely see a difference in what my station's doing. And I'm a little aggravated, because I worked so hard to get every ounce of efficiency out of it, and now I feel like I'm having, you know, taking a step back.
That for you, I really do. While you were talking, I reached over and turned another radio on after that. You on reverse. You are full scale on reverse. I don't know if you beamed or headed this way, or if you're on your vertical or what you're on, but you're full scale over here.
It ought to be. I've soldered enough today. And I got everything dressed. I got a picture of everything that he pulled out and cut up. I don't know if I sent it to you or not. But he sure did. And the little dog, when I came in the house, she doesn't mess with anything. You know, she kind of minds her own business. But when I came in the house, she was hiding. She was in my daughter's bedroom on the bed. And normally she meets me at the door with him, you know. But not this time. She was on the bed, and she didn't come out. So she knew he wasn't supposed to be doing that. But you know, it is what it is. I've got it straightened out now, but it's taking me most of the day to get it straight, and I don't want to have to do this again. I think I'm going to put an electric fence under here or something.
Well, I tell you, you could do that, or, well, I don't know what else you could do. There's several different things you could do, I guess, but, you know, you hate to fuss at your dog after it's done something, and you know, it no telling what time of day it decided to get under there and chew a little bit. But it got under there and did its thing, and so now you really can't fuss at them too much, because I don't know how much they really understand, especially when you're fussing at them. But they definitely do have personalities, and they can get mad at you, and they can really get back at you in ways that you just wouldn't think about. I hope that doesn't happen again. Yeah, put you a Faraday cage around it or something. I don't know. You don't want to hurt the dog, but I was telling Joy about it. She said, I told her that KC gave you some problems, and she says, oh, he got home from the deer camp, and that big old golden was up there in the middle of the bed, wasn't it? I said, he wouldn't have cared about that, I don't think. And then I told her what happened, and I showed her the video. She couldn't believe it. But that's a lot of work, any way you look at it, Chad, putting new connectors on and making sure everything's right again. And I imagine it did take you about all day.
It sure did, KO4NUE. It took about 5.5 hours. And like I said, I'm okay with what I got. I'm going to have to think about it. If I want to replace that whole line for, a little bit extra, I'm not sure it's worth it. But it's bothering me. You get them little things like that just bother you. That's kind of like a toothache. They never go away. Just kind of nag on you all the time. And it's not as right as I had it, and I know it. And I don't know how well I'm gonna be able to deal with that. I'm gonna sit on it a couple of days and think about it and see what comes from there. But I took a picture of him holding the cable up, and he's licking his lips. Big tongue stuck out, licking his lips like, I don't care. He left me here. This is what you get. So I'm lesson learned. I won't do that again. I'll just take them both with me, because they do like going. But, I have to keep an eye on them while I'm up there, because they think they're, big and bad, but they've things up there that, they're just a snack, if you know what I mean. So, but it is what it is, and I'm glad y'all had a good day, and I hope, tell Miss Joy, we said hello, and I'm kind of looking forward to this weekend. Hope you see you up there this weekend, too. But, Gary, I'm going to step on out and say 73s tonight. Thank you for calling the net, and appreciate you talking with me. It's KO4NUE.
F4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Chad, we enjoyed it. I hate that happened to you. Is that this weekend up there? Up there Saturday, is that this weekend?
It is. This weekend, Gary.
Okay, I've had it marked on the wrong month on my calendar. I figured out what was wrong. I had not flipped it up to July yet, and I got to go back and transfer everything off to June on to July, or not everything, but the meeting or the get together on Saturday, I got to put it over there so I don't forget it. So I hope to see you over there. You take care. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and don't fuss at the big dog. He's been fussed at enough, and you never know. If you fuss at him too much, he's liable to find something else to chew up. You don't want to do that. But I hate it for you there, young man, but I'm glad you got it all back up and working. You're sounding good over this way. Like I said, you sound like you're right here in the room with me. So it's real close, but I know how you are about precision. And so we'll leave it at that. But you take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, Chad. Y'all have a good evening. Tell Anna we said hello. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is M0TR, Tom, located in Greer. And I sent
chat text and told him how to solve that problem with the dog. He might not go along with that, though. Anyways, thanks for calling that, Gary. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Control, please check in Kilo Yankee 4 Alpha Oscar Stephen and Liberty. KY4AO Stephen and Liberty. Thank you very much. Good evening to you and to everyone on the net, Gary. 73.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, located over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Tom. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And Tom, if you send him a text saying, you know, how to fix a dog is the same way you fix stupid, I understand. But we'll talk about that later, buddy. Yeah, you and Miss Bernice have a good evening. Appreciate you being with us. I'd also like to say good evening to KY4AO, Minister Stephen, over there at Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Sounding good from Liberty. Appreciate you being with us. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Just anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment, call KI4DOS. Well, folks, I guess that's going to about wrap it up for tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks out there in Radio Land that stayed out there and listened to the net and checked in with me. Y'all come back tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of writer's cramp. I'll log my net report electronically, and then we'll close it out. Hey, folks, had a grand total of 64 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Folks, y'all are what make the nets. I was checked into the South Carolina single sideband net tonight, and of course the storms were going about 7 o'clock, and folks, they didn't have but 26 check-ins tonight, you know, which is sad, but it is what it is when there's lightning in the area. So, but I appreciate all y'all coming in and checking in with me. Come back tomorrow night, Mr. Matt will be calling. Give him a good dose of rider's crap. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear. KF4CLD, KF4CLD. Alan, this is KI4DOS, you still by? DOS, clear.